The Journey of My Heart, Passages from the Diary of a Pilgrim to Sri Ramanashramam, Part 10, continued from March-April. Friday, January 21, 1983, our last full day at Sri Ramanashramam. I met Kunji Swami in Ganesan's room. Paul had continued ahead to his own room. As usual, Kunji Swami appeared in light, happy, completely immersed in Bhagavan. Kunji Swami has told me that what he told you on the hill, he feels strongly. He feels that time and distance have no meaning when it comes to Bhagavan, Ganesan reported. In Bhagavan's presence, Kunji Swami narrated, there were always those who tried to sit very close to him, as close as possible for meditation. Others, though, without being particular, might sit some place in the back of the hall. Bhagavan ever had a far-off look in his eyes. Now and then, he would look on those sitting far off. Those at a distance were the special recipients of his grace. Really, though, Sri Bhagavan was unique in his unrelenting practice of samatvam, his grace fell equally on all. He was particular in seemingly small matters. For instance, in the dining hall, he insisted on being served last. Kunji Swami said further, on those devotees who made no demands on Bhagavan, on those who asked nothing of him, he showered his grace liberally. We may be destined for greater or lesser roles in life, but in showering his grace, Bhagavan practiced equality. In Paul's room, Kunji Swami presented Paul with a khadi shirt and an upper cloth which he placed over Paul's shoulders. We sang Ramana Sadguru together. K. Natesan presented us both with copies of Sri Ramana Stuti Panchakam in English and Tamil. Then Kunji Swami and Natesan taped for us the last four of the five hymns from the book. While singing Bhagavan's hymns, Kunji Swami's mood was melted. He was intensely indrawn, his eyes rimmed with tears of joy. He looked at no one, though his eyes were open. His mind was sunk deep within. This is a genuinely humble and happy human being, I thought. On this, our last night, Paul and I took the dust of Kunji Swami's feet with great feelings of reverence, gratitude and devotion. Saturday, January 22, 1983, our day of departure. I stayed awake late into the night and consequently slept right through Paul's alarm. When I woke, it was already starting to get light. I sprang from my bed and while running up to Bhagavan's shrine for the milk offering, I stopped at Ramaswamy Pillai's room. I prostrated before him and took the dust of his feet. Think of Bhagavan always before getting up, before sleeping, before eating, before doing any work and so on. He said, this will help you greatly in your present active life. He told me, I went into Mother's temple. Apuchi, the priest, aka Apuchi, was sweeping the outer room of the shrine, and Kittu, another priest, now deceased, was standing nearby. I climbed the steps to salute Apuchi. Please remember us when you do Sri Chakra Puja, I requested. And remember us when you listen to the tape of the puja, Kittu rejoined. After breakfast, I went to my room, quickly did last minute packing, and carrying my picture of Bhagavan, once again met Ramaswamy. Please You must take up self-inquiry wholeheartedly. Whatever else you may have to do in life, you must do the vichara as if your life depended on it. It is the one thing you must do. Thus, he pleaded with palms joined, standing by his door. We will meet again. Come again soon. These were his last words to me. On our way to the taxi, Paul and I took leave of our friends and acquaintances, and as we drove out of Sri Ramanashramam, a crowd gathered on the steps to wave farewell. Paul and I felt overwhelmed by this touching scene. It was so hard to wrench ourselves away. All were there. Lucy Mom, Natesan, Kittu, Apuchi, TRS, and the office staff. Ganesan stood on the steps with palms joined. How hard it was to leave the love and affection of our friends and the mountain itself. Paul and I felt immersed in the glow of Bhagavan's grace. Neither were we inclined to talk until well into the trip to Madras. As our taxi carried us out of the ashram, my eyes were fixed on Sri Arunachala. Driving out of Tiruvannamalai, we sat looking back as the mountain receded from our view. Only near Jinji did it escape our sight. Yet the warmth of Bhagavan's love continued to envelop us with a sense of inward elation and jubilation. How blessed we felt, both inwardly and outwardly, by our 7-week stay. Again and again, I kept thinking, only the body leaves, this body is not. By Evelyn Casilo, Sapphire, concluded.